champion Sam Crowley. Fired up. How are you? Last weekend of October. I am fired up. Not for me. No, I'm fired up for you. Your life is going to change today as a result of this message. I believe in that. I believe in the power of a story. I believe in the power of a testimony. I believe in the power that reside within your words. Funny, isn't it? Coming from an ex-stuttering guy that really couldn't speak that well growing up, right? Took his mess, turned it into a message. Not concerned. I don't walk around worrying about the people that don't listen to my message. I worry about you. Actually, I don't worry. I'm excited. Last podcast I did was talking about the topic of worry and how it doesn't add one more minute to your life, how you never sit around and just say, oh, thank God I worried about that problem. It really made a difference. And I don't sit around worrying about stuff I cannot control. I get excited. We have so many unbelievable things in the hopper. Just to give you a few, my 6 days to Saturday CD collection with the companion workbook that's going to change your life is almost finished. Almost finished. It'll be out in the near future. Not committing to a date right now. We have to actually record the master files, get everything printed up and packaged neat and nicely for you, the champion, to absorb the message. Also, we are in the midst of scheduling a live event, trying to pick out the perfect city. If you know of the perfect city where we could get the most champions, forget about the cost. We may even make it free. That's how badly I want to get the message out on how to take action, making every day Saturday. You let me know what you think the perfect city would be. I just made this comment on my Facebook account just 3 minutes ago, and I already got a response from Eric the Champion Lawler, who says Chicago, Lisa the Champion Saline, who says Minneapolis. We have a lot of people that would love to have the Everyday Saturday event in their hometown. Post it on my Facebook, send me a message. Either way, I want to know where that optimal location would be to have this event. Not concerned with how much a ticket's going to cost. I'm just saying, if it were free, where would you want to have it? What's your hometown, champion? Hey, today's message, I want to encourage you and empower you to get out there, take action, and tell your story. Don't worry about where you've been. Your future is much brighter than your past. If it's not, you're in deep trouble. Okay, so understand that. Your future has to be much brighter and much more exciting than your past. Even if you've had tremendous success in your past, all right? Even if you have conquered the highest mountain, there's always another one out there to conquer, right? Don't get complacent. Don't get satisfied. Don't say, oh, yeah, I'm going to take a breather. No, man. Every day you wake up, you hit the ground running, and you say, I'm going to challenge myself. I'm not concerned with what the herd thinks about what I have to say. I'm concerned about what my dream thinks about what I have to say. I'm concerned with people that haven't even heard my story yet. How many people are you going to empower today? Are you going to walk by somebody in the grocery store, in your church, in a local gathering, at the lunch cafe, wherever you go? And are you going to give them to something that is free, that has no charge to it, but has the most value of anything you're going to give? And that is a smile. Are you going to smile at someone today? Or are you going to walk with your head down like everybody else, moping around, thinking about all the things that are going wrong? Never about anything that's going right, just everything that's going wrong, right? And think about your finances, think about the economy, thinking about the price of gas, although that's gone down lately, but you don't see anybody getting excited about that. And just think about everything that could have gone right. How about thanking your lucky stars? 8 day is. You know, people complain today. I wake up in my hometown, Cincinnati, Ohio. It's 36 degrees. Oh, it's cold out. Whoo, can't stand it. Ooh, I'm cold. Hey, how about the fact that you actually got a chance to wake up? And it's bright and sunny. It's awesome. See, your day will change, and you will change so many more lives if you have the right attitude, if you are excited to get after it. Let me compare two individuals to contrast this message to. The first person is excited. Let's say you're at work. By the way, every day is Saturday is a mindset, not a circumstance. My good friend Chris Widener said that the other day on our Inner Circle teleseminar. I love it, man. I'm going to use that forever. Every day is Saturday is a mindset. It's not a circumstance. If you're an individual who goes into the J-O-B every day and you love what you do, and when you look up at the end of the day, you cannot believe you have to go home because you're having that much fun, that's Saturday. Congratulations. You've captured lightning in a bottle, what very few people have been able to do, what I teach people how to do. If you're the entrepreneur, you're the small business owner, same thing. You go into work, you cannot believe how excited, how blessed you are that you actually have an opportunity, that you're granted this privilege to make a difference in somebody's life. That's awesome. If you're anywhere in between, change it, man. You've got to change it. Don't run from something. Run towards your dream. You can get there much more quickly. Trust me. When you're running towards something, you've got that target. You've got that laser focused on your target, and you're running to that every single day, like I run to Saturday every single day. It's so much easier, and it's so much quicker to get there. If you're running from something, I don't want to be at a job. I don't want this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be in a relationship. Hey, get away from that mindset. It's so much quicker to run to something than from something. So back to the comparison of the two types of people you can be. And these are the people I used to see every single day. I don't see them as much because I choose who I surround myself with. You're at work, you're at the job, you're at a small business, you're going out to lunch, you might go for a walk around the block a few times, get some of that crisp cold air in your lungs, feeling good, you go to the gym, you exercise, you couldn't be happier about where you are. You could not be happier with the mindset you have, which creates the circumstance you have right now. Or you're that individual, man, and I'll tell you what, I have such an issue with this type of individual, and I shouldn't judge. I know I shouldn't judge, but man, I'm human, and it really eats away at me. I go down to the elevator, even in the office building I work at right now in the Champion Plaza that I call the home of the Everyday is Saturday operation now. I'll head down the elevator, and on the benches and standing all around are these people puffing away at these cancer sticks. It just frees them. And they will stand out in sub-zero weather to smoke a cigarette. Their face is turning purple. They smell like an ashtray. They get back in the elevator with me, and I'm trapped for seven floors because my office is on the seventh floor. And I got to smell this raunchy, stinky type of smoke. And I'm sorry, man. That's just the way I feel. I mean, you got a choice. You pump that stuff into your lungs, and then you breathe it back out, and it's stuck in your clothes and your hair and your skin, and I'm in the elevator with you. And not only do you smell bad, you look miserable. And that's the honest to God truth. You try to crack a smile, but you just can't. You know, if you kick just that one habit, I know it's tough. You know, habits are like an old, comfortable bed. They're so easy to get into, and they're so difficult to crawl out of. But you got to understand, man, habits create your future. People don't create their future. They create their habits that create their future. You got to understand that. If you're that person, I just compared one person. That's it. Just two people, right? One mindset of someone that goes for a walk around the block on their lunch hour, or someone who sneaks out of the office, goes down the back stairs, out down the floor, stairwell, and out the side, they just to smoke a cigarette so they can smell like an ashtray and ruin and take another 7 minutes off their life or whatever the doctors say. All I know is it ain't good for you. That's that person. Exercise, attitude, versus, oh, I got to go choke this thing down real quick and get back to the office. Come on, man, shake that stuff out now. Every day you get an opportunity to make a choice. And even if you don't smoke in the literal sense, what are you putting into your body? Is it motivational, inspirational messages like this, the number one motivational show on the internet right now? Or is it something else? Is it music? Is it this stuff, that stuff, negative messages going in your mind? Hey, it's okay to listen to music. Don't get me wrong. Turn the radio on. Put your favorite song. Get in a great mood. Or take you back in a time when you heard a favorite song, when things were going good. That's okay. But make sure that a couple hours every single day you are immersing yourself in the right type of development. And I challenge you, try to have a bad day. When you walk into the grocery store, smile at everyone and just try to be miserable. It's impossible. You can't be miserable when you're smiling. It's impossible. I try to do it all the time. I can't help but smiling. Took my daughters to preschool this morning, smiled at everybody. Now, did I get smiles back? No, but I'm not looking for smiles back. I'm giving. Giving starts the receiving process. I've got it inside me to be a blessing to every single person. Didn't used to be like that. Stuck in a job, it wasn't Saturday for me. I didn't look at the clock and say, oh, I can't believe it's 6 o'clock. I'm having so much fun. I used to look at the clock and say, I can't believe it's 6 o'clock. I missed another day of my daughter's life. That's what I used to say. So I changed it. Okay, don't be the individual inhaling those toxic fumes. Be the individual inhaling life. Live life. Don't let life live you. I want to see you at our event. Are you going to email me? Are you going to respond to me either on Facebook or some other place? Are you going to let me know what city you want to have your event in? I call it your event because it's for you. Or are you going to stop listening to this podcast and say, he'll never come to my city? I sent an email out 3 months ago and said, I will call you. We filled up our coaching program in 4 hours because I got on the phone and I called individuals and asked what their dream was. Now, we filled it up. We can't have any people right now, any people. We can't have anybody else right now, but we are opening up a membership site with group coaching. We got a lot going on. I'm excited. I am so incredibly excited. I can't believe it's already been 10 minutes and 10 seconds right now. I can't believe I got to wrap this up. See, that's Saturday. You get it? I can't believe I'm done. Some of you might be listening and say, this guy is off his rocker. You might be listening to me for the first time saying, oh my God, this guy's out of control. Now, you know what? I am completely in control of my life. I love every single day. The fact that I get to speak, the fact that I have a voice, the fact that I live in a country that allows me to have this voice, I think is unbelievable. It's awesome. I'm thankful. I'm thankful you're listening to it. I'm thankful we got the number one show on the internet. I'm thankful I'm one of the top motivational speakers in the world. I'm thankful I have a 6 Days of Saturday product coming up. I'm thankful I have a new book coming out. Man, I am so excited I can't contain it. So I'm wrapping it up now. It's been 11 minutes. I could go for 11 hours, but I want you to understand this much. Get after it today. Make a difference in somebody's life. More importantly, make a difference in your life. Life is an inside job. Get after it. I believe in you. I believe in your dream. I believe you are a champion, and I want to see you at a live event sometime soon. God bless you. Fired up, fired up.